This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm trying to hold back this feeling.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon on a hump day. Hump away. There you go.
You're putting this on with your lady and she don't get the reaction that you're looking for?
Right.
I would like.
Pretty clear.
It's pretty clear, woman.
Yeah, I know.
I just want to, put it on. You put the rose petals and she asks you, why you do this? What's this for? That means, bro, she fed up.
Because she knew what you were trying to do. She
was
not into it. What a deflate. That's like giving up a kickoff return to start the second half.
Gotta be.
Just deflating. Arch used four different metaphors to describe what that feels like, too. But it was a gut punch, kick in the nuts, hole in the balloon.
Yeah. All that.
Yeah, it was. It was all that. I thought we were having a little moment the other night. We got the kids to bed early.
Right.
You know, it's all decked out for Christmas in there, so it's got the nice lights.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah.
I was sitting on the couch. I don't know. I was watching Sunday Night Football or something like that. And she, came. And I think maybe it was. But she came in too hot with that knee.
Oh, no!
Bow! I hadn't had a good one like that in a long
time. Man.
Oh, man. You forget, you get nauseous.
Yes.
And it lingers.
Yeah.
Like 15 minutes later, you get up and, aggravate it again.
Yeah, man.
Man, that was brutal.
Yeah, that's one of the things where my coach used to tell us in high school, jump up and down. Make sure they're still
right,
there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But that'll kill the mood real quick.
Dude.
Though. That's a tough one to bounce back from, man. And then, 20 minutes later when I had recovered, I was like, all right, well, okay, come on.
Nah.
Moment passed.
Yeah, you can't let no moment pass, man, especially you got the kids sleep.
Not these days. The moments are few and far between.
I was looking in my mailbox. The Falcons sent our nets in. The annual.
Oh, yeah. It is Pistachio's Day.
Yeah, yeah. And it's crazy because I usually leave mine here, and they just miraculously somebody takes them. But the 4-year-old Sebastian loves peanuts.
Oh, great.
Loves pistachios and pecans and
perfect.
All that, dude.
Good.
So I'm like, okay, so there's somebody that can eat it.
Yeah, bring them home.
He loves them things.
No, they do. I think it's the Blank. Does Arthur Blank own a pistachio farm or something? Probably.
Yeah.
He's got all kinds of businesses.
Yeah.
So they send everybody a nice tin. It's a big one, too.
Yeah.
It's like one of those old school coffee cans,
man.
You know? That your grandparents would keep stuff in the garage,
mm-hmm.
Full of pistachios, and I take it home because we like pistachios also, and it'll last you the whole year.
Yeah,
because it's a lot of pistachios, man.
He loves them, so I'm like, okay, so got something to maybe wrap it up.
Oh, there you go.
I'm running out of gift ideas.
That's, yeah, just throw a bow on there.
So much stuff in there. So much stuff. And like, and it's like one of the things where do you want to put him out? You can't put him out with that guy. Told her the other day, I said, baby.
Oh, yeah. I saw the picture.
I'm like, baby, he's going to get after them damn ornaments. Mm-hmm. And I'd be dang if he ain't getting after them. Getting after him. And the worst part about it is the little hook that he takes them off. Mm-hmm. And I stepped on one this morning.
Oh.
You know.
I have a whole I have a whole station on our little high bar in our kitchen with super glue and like tape so I can tape stuff in place and super glue it.
Right.
I've repaired no less than 10 ornaments already this year. Just because, you know, he'll grab it and throw it on the ground. And it's like, all right, cool. That was the nice little hand Santa that Lily made when she was two. Like a really, like, meaningful, one-of-a-kind thing. I was like, well, shouldn't have put it that low. Why'd you put it so low?
Exactly.
It's ornaments and bobbleheads, man. Bobbleheads don't stand a chance in our house.
Really?
The amount of times I've resurrected Tyler Matzik over the last 3 years, I finally had to throw him out.
Yeah, dog.
Tyler Matzik died a tough death the other
eventually
day.
You're like, all right, dog.
I couldn't do it. Like, it broke in a way that I couldn't super glue it back and get it to sit there right overnight and fix it. Like Nick Markakis has been so many surgeries on that guy right now. Like I don't even know why. At this point, it's just a challenge.
Yeah,
just to try to keep the bobblehead alive,
dude. Yeah.
Felix Hernandez,
but he had all
one legged right now.
Man,
yeah, I know.
They're rough on him.
I know they just spike him. <It's> like, they're not made to be played with like that. They're supposed to be on a shelf.
They don't understand that.
That's
an action figure, man.
Exactly. Shouldn't give it to him.
That's an action
figure. That's my
fault.
That's my mistake. All right, we'll get back into a couple of different college football conversations. I know Bo said that he got Brett Yormark's remarks, the AD of the, or sorry, the commissioner of the Big 12, kind of clapping back a little bit at the athletic director of Notre Dame. We'll get there in about 15 minutes. The back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. NFL No Huddle in just a minute.
I'm looking at Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
Okay, let's get to the NFL No Huddle
This is
there we go. Sorry.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni responds to the idea of bitching Jalen Hurts. What the hell?
So
for who?
Right, I don't know even know who.
What the hell's their backup quarterback?
I don't even know who their backup quarterback is. The only reason I know that this is a thing that's been going on for a few weeks now is because I still follow Hugh on social media, which is highly entertaining.
Like, oh yes, no doubt.
He's just gonna.
He's selling hawking broccoli now too.
Selling weed.
Yeah, hawking broccoli.
Clapping back. That's what
broccoli,
he's doing up there in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
which is great. But, like, I've seen that come up in some of the content. I don't know if it's his co-host that's saying that they should or whatever. But I guess that's been a thing that's been sort of, like, percolating amongst the Philadelphia media for a couple of weeks now. That they should sit Jalen Hurts down.
This man just won a Super Bowl and MVP.
Super Bowl MVP. Last year.
It ain't even been a year.
No, it was last year.
It ain't been a year.
Yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me right now?
I am not. I'm not kidding you. They want him benched, Randy.
You know what? I saw his co-host is the bald dude with the glasses, right?
I believe that.
I saw him on TV. They played him on TV.
Were they talking about that? Probably.
Yes.
Probably.
Like, get the hell out of here,
Tanner McKee.
Get the hell out of here.
Tanner McKee.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I know.
Get the hell out of here. Watch the whole game, okay? Yes, he threw. He played like crap. They played like crap. Okay, they played like crap in that game and still almost damn won.
Yeah, and look, I don't know if there's any, like, nuance to the suggestion that maybe he's hurt and needs a little bit of time to get better or whatever, but, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think he's earned the right to have a bad stretch and try to play through it.
Yeah, but, I mean, the pick in the loser game, that was awful pick. The pick that he threw when he fumbled on it was awful pick. A.J. Alligator on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
A.J. dropped 2 touchdowns, mm-hmm. and the one he did catch, it was a damn penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me a damn break, man. Give me a damn break.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't. Look,
this
I don't
dude just won a damn Super Bowl.
I know. I know.
And
with
MVP.
I look at these other markets and with jealousy.
Yeah.
Like, I wish we had the right to be that stupid.
You know, that's the same thing. When
I think about it all the time.
Our great caller, who's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, who always – yeah, only wants to – I would love for this team here, for us to get upset in this city about a damn team – going 500 19 straight years.
All he does is lose in the first round of
Can
playoffs.
Can we get to the damn playoffs here?
I would love.
Can we get to the damn playoffs
to have champagne problems,
man,
like that?
I was reading an article this morning, Randy, and it said 22.
22 what?
22 straight seasons.
Above 500.
And I'm like, dude, above. could you even imagine?
Could you imagine that?
What would we even talk about?
I don't know.
2 years above 500.
One.
22 years, and you complaining? I understand Pittsburgh Steelers are defined by Super Bowls. I understand that.
Of course.
But damn.
Of course. But it exactly. And again, I also agree that it might be time for both parties to sort of go their separate ways, because sometimes organizations and individuals just need a fresh start, and it kind of feels like maybe that's what needs to happen in Pittsburgh. But yeah, no, I can't help but, as we sit here in Atlanta and slog through another one, the eighth straight, where they're not going to be above 500, not make the playoffs. Look at these cities that are complaining about Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
Stuff like that.
Damn.
Just let that be us. Please.
Please.
Someday. Someday let us complain about things like that. Philip Rivers is back. He has been signed to the practice squad of the Indianapolis Colts. He needs 650 passing yards to pass Ben Roethlisberger on the all-time list, which is what put him in, got to be top five or something
somewhere
like that, right? Like,
somewhere.
So, at this point, he's going to play, right? Do all this.
You're not coming back to waste Phillip's time.
Right.
That's my thing about it. But, Andy, oh, my God, let me pull this up real quick. I love Phillip. You know how I feel about Phillip. I worry about, and I think physically, I mean, mentally, like,
sure.
He's there.
Right.
Fire. It don't go away, Andy. It ain't going away. And I know they said that.
He's slinging it.
I think, yeah. He always said he going. But then I think J.J. Watt was saying that the offense that he's running with his high school team is the same thing
So he's locked in.
Well, I'm not surprised.
He's running Shane's offense.
Surprised. No, Shane's running. They're running Norv's offense.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, they're running Norv's offense. So, yes, Phillip mastered that offense. He played football at five. Like, it's one thing to
mental
be running.
Reps.
It's one thing to be running gasses with a high school team. These are some grown ass men that are trying to put a hole in him. And I'm trying to pull up their schedule because listen to this schedule that the Colts got coming up.
Oh, all God. Right?
Okay.
Well, he's not playing this weekend, okay. So don't worry about the Seahawks.
Okay. They got 49ers.
Oh.
They got the Jaguars.
Okay.
And then they end the season at Houston.
Oh, boy.
At Houston.
Yeah, that's the one where you worry about.
At Houston.
That's where you worry about Phil.
Man, please.
Because those Texans.
I love me some Phil. I do love that brother, man. And I want him to be safe. I do. But, man.
At the same time. If Philip Rivers comes back and can do anything and wins a playoff game at 44, it's one of the great stories in the NFL
history. Yes.
It really is.
It is.
Because he's out of the league for that long and comes back and wins a playoff
their
game.
Their team. Is good enough.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's what we said from the beginning of the season.
The
if they could just
enough.
Get average quarterback play, they can win. And Daniel Jones was playing obviously well enough to do that.
Yes.
Like, they're not going to do it with whoever the hell. I mean, I don't even know because their backup, who was their third string.
Yes.
Because Richardson's out, got hurt Sunday too.
Yes, he's hurt.
So they're on to whoever now.
I think it's Rippon.
Ooh, Brett Rippon?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. They're so
never good when that's.
We thought that. That boy from who was the dude that went up to Seattle looked like ass? The dude from Minnesota looked like trash?
Right.
My goodness, dude.
No, Brosmus, that Brosmer, whatever.
Brosmer, at least Rippon's
Rippon would
played.
Look better than Brosmer.
At least he's played a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, neither one of them.
I'll put some money on that. Hey, join Sports Radio 99 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcon Flyover. It is your first chance to react to the Falcons game brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
Are you allowed to give up your number mid-season?
No.
Dang it.
No, I don't think so.
So what does he do?
I don't know. He's always worn 17.
And Daniel Jones wore 17.
He wore 17 at NC State.
Yeah, he's always worn 17. 17.
I think, what number is Gunner?
Seven?
Yeah. No, because that's, maybe.
11?
That's Peyton, let him wear 18.
18? 16?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All right, we'll come back. We'll switch gears a little bit, talk some college football. We've got Brett Yormark. Clapping back at Pete Bavakwa. Both fun names to say. We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 92.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams.
at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Can end the game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on Hump Day. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Also, be listening. This hour, we're going to give away another pair of four-day passes to the 15th anniversary of the Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona Beach at the Daytona International Speedway. You're going to see Guns N' Roses, Five Finger Death Punch, Foo Fighters, and many more. So be listening closely for your cue to call. We're going to give away another pair of passes to that.
Shane Steichen on his starting quarterback. We'll see. Riley Leonard has a PCL sprain. Will practice, but it's in the air.
Okay.
And he also said Phillip Rivers absolutely came to Indy to play again.
Okay.
And he can wear 17.
Oh, wow.
Yes, because Daniel Jones is on season-ending IR.
Huh.
He can wear number 17.
That's
I read that.
If nothing else, yes. And hopefully there's more than this. Hopefully the Phillip Rivers story ends in like a storybook thing. But like, if nothing else, we learned that that's a little rule.
But yes, the league approved it.
A little numbers rule.
As it does present a competitive issue. But the league approved it. So, cool. Yes, he'll be wearing number 17.
Great. Love that. Love that they were able to kind of – that's an easy one, right? It's not that big of a deal. Maybe it's not really the rule, but whatever. He's one of the greats. He's going to Hall of Fame. Let him wear his damn number.
Yeah.
Cool. I like that. I like that a lot. So Riley Leonard might play. And they could still activate Phillip by Sunday?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of like – I think I'm a little bit thrown off because we're in Falcons short week mode.
Right.
Everybody else is – I mean, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the first day of the week really for everybody else. So, yeah, man. What a – I mean, obviously there's a lot of different ways it could go. But if this was a Disney movie, he'd lead them. They'd win.
That'd be so funny.
That'd be great.
He'd go to Seattle and win.
That'd be great. I would love it.
We went up there before and beat their head in. Why not?
Great. Really, when you were with the Chargers?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I feel like the Chargers used to all – Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates.
This is the killer.
Even the Legion of Boom. They were so good.
He caught three on Cam Chancellor.
Yeah, I know. Yes. That's the exact game I'm talking about.
Caught three dead touchdowns on Cam Chancellor.
And two of them were like
– one-handed.
Nobody else would have caught them. Yes. Like, how did he even see it? He threw his hand out there. It stuck to it, and it was a touchdown. Yeah, that was – and that was like – I think that was 2013, like – back-to-back Super Bowl.
Dude,
LLBM.
What a
grab. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, it's, well, it's a hell of a player. He was a hell of a player, that so Antonio Gates. All right, let's get to a college football corner here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Hump Day, Wednesday, noon hour. Why does he say it like that?
I don't know. I mean, it throws me off.
All right. So obviously, I think by now most people have heard what the Notre Dame athletic director is up to, right?
You're whining.
Going on his wine tour.
And it ain't Chardonnay.
Yeah, not we're no, exactly. Yeah, we're not talking about a nice Cabernet.
Yeah.
We're talking about W-H-I-N-E, like a toddler who didn't get his way. But he also is going to get his way because they're going to change the rule for him, which cool. Anyway. Here's the athletic director, the commissioner of the Big 12 Conference, Brett Yormark, talking about some of the commentary from Pete Bavakwa.
I don't like how Notre Dame's reacted to it.
So, okay, Pete Bavakwa said,
I think Pete's his behavior has been egregious. It's been egregious going after Jim Phillips when they saved Notre Dame during COVID. We all knew, and it was very transparent. Hunter was very transparent about it, the chair, that as Notre Dame and Miami got closer together, head-to-head would be a factor, okay? BYU lost. They became closer together. Head-to-head made a difference in that decision. So I think he is totally out of bounds in his approach, and if he was in the room, I'd tell him the same thing.
There you go. I'll say it to his damn face.
Shut your punk up.
Pretty much.
That made me say, shut your
up. Pretty much. So I guess they're not going to, if they break their deal with the ACC teams, because they get five teams contracted a year to play in the
right.
ACC, Notre Dame does.
Yep.
Brett Yormark saying can't do that with the Big 12 teams.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, because if I'm an ACC, I go tell you kick rocks. But I mean, I'm pretty we should have Notre Dame.
Yeah,
it's
they
Notre Dame.
Still kind of yeah. It's I mean, it is Dame. A mutually yeah. beneficial.
Yes, it is Notre Dame.
Agreement.
Yes,
like they do get yeah. That's the thing is like both sides kind of need each other.
Yeah.
But Notre Dame might not need them if the Big Ten's willing to do a deal like that.
Yeah.
Or,
but that's the
I
thing.
Mean, obviously, the Big 12's not.
But that's the thing about publicly. It right now, Andy. Because I was just talking when you were talking before the show. Like I forgot that UGA just canceled their Louisville home and home
and NC State.
Yeah,
right.
What if that's the case? Like, what makes you think that Big Ten wants Notre Dame? Because that's a possible loss.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even in the ACC, you're a little bit more favored. I mean, if you're Notre Dame, you're favored against the ACC team.
Sure.
But unless you're going to schedule Rutgers and Maryland.
Right.
Purdue.
It's got to be a rotating cast, right? You can't always hand select it.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't know if it is or not. But, yeah. No, that's true. That's definitely true. And I also think, I think Notre Dame wants to remain independent. I think they've made it very clear that that's where they stand. And they've benefited from that 99% of the time.
Yes.
Just one time, it didn't work out for them.
Yeah, but it usually does work out for them. They're usually in the damn 14 playoff and getting their freaking head beat in.
Yeah, without playing that extra game.
Exactly.
And,
so
and with playing a hand-picked preferred schedule.
Yes.
And I know that a lot of it is historic matchups, which is great, and I do love that. I love that they still
USC.
They still play USC and Stanford, and I think did they play Army? They play Navy?
They play one of them. Right.
And I like that. I like that kind of that part of Notre Dame certainly does stand for some of what we're losing in college football, which is some of the tradition of it. But, you also suffer the consequences sometimes.
Like, get over it, bub.
You get the benefit most of the time. Sometimes you don't.
Get over it, bub.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Bub.
Over it. That is my least favorite part of the selection committee era of college football is the groveling and campaigning from football people. And ADs aren't the same as coaches. But coaches going on these tours and whining about losing games.
Yep. You the team you coach. You, Steve Sarkisian, you coached them. And you lost.
And the thing he wants to bring up is then we won't schedule Ohio State. No, one's mad that you lost to the best or one of the best.
You lost to Florida.
You lost to Florida.
Who ain't nothing but cheeks.
You lost to Florida who had an awful season.
Yes.
That's the game you shouldn't have lost.
Yes.
And if you wouldn't have, you'd probably be in the playoff.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Don't lose.
Real cheeky.
Yeah,
that's what Florida, that's what the games are. Real cheeky.
Cheeks out. They pee with their pants down. Like a first grader.
Yeah, dog.
So.
But
don't lose to them.
Don't lose to them. I think that's the ultimate thing. And we're going to talk about Van Dant. I mean, and he is like, is he new there? You know.
I think a little, because remember the other guy we knew. The other Notre Dame athletic director who was a big part of expanding the playoff.
Okay, all right.
You would recognize his name if I said it.
Okay.
And I would, too, if I remembered
it. That's what I'm saying. He must be new or
something.
But
I don't remember it.
But, I mean, even if it was the other guy, he'd be whining also, dude. But, I mean, they are in a position.
Let me see if I can look it up before Wes can text you.
Okay. But, yeah. But
Jack Swarbrick.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Swarbrick.
Okay. All right. What happened to him? He resigned?
Step down.
Step down? Okay. Yep. All right. He didn't want to do it no more. I can't keep defending us.
I think he got some great other job.
Oh, okay. I can't keep defending this madness of a – but, yeah, I mean, do I think Notre Dame is one of the best 12 teams in football? I damn sure do.
Yeah, they are.
I damn sure do.
They are.
Do I think that Notre Dame is good enough to win a national championship? I damn sure do.
Do you?
I do.
Do you? I think that they – yeah. I mean, I think they could certainly beat a couple teams in the playoffs. Yes. And that's why what Kirk Herbstreit says here – is true. This is right. This is one of the fixes if we're looking for them.
I think the only way it gets fixed is you got to expand. You know, you got to go to probably 16. You know, and the other thing is, I think the group of five, well, it's great to have them involved. I feel like they have to get to a certain ranking to be able to qualify, to be able to get in. Nothing against those stories. We all love the Cinderella story. But I just think when you leave Texas and you leave Notre Dame, you leave Vandy and you leave BYU out, the goal is to get the best 16 teams, in my opinion, into the tournament. Not try to make everybody happy. But if you qualify, great. If you don't, you're out.
Expansion ain't going to make it no better.
No, expansion's not. But no. I do think getting away from auto bids will.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that.
Getting away from auto bids will make
but
it better.
I think, you know, and I heard this on with Coach Neuhauser this morning, and I always forget his name, but he's a deep voice brother that's on CBS Sports with Notre Dame. He said it perfect. Like, it's going to be the – it's and this is what he was basically saying. It's leading to 50 select teams, one conference.
That's right.
One conference.
And it's going to be so funny when they do that.
Yeah.
Because then they're going to separate them back geographically.
Yes. And then
– and it's going to be just like it was.
Because that's the part I got in on the 50 part. I didn't hear the geographical, but then myself, I'm thinking, and then they split off geographic. You have the SEC, you have the ACC, you have the Big 10, Big 12, whatever. And another pack, and a version of the Pac-12.
Yeah, because 12 teams is the perfect amount of teams to have in a conference.
Yes.
So you can play the majority of the teams in your conference every single year. And then there's not some crazy year where Texas A&M doesn't really play anybody, whatever, whoever it is.
Right.
Not to single them out, because it happens to a lot of different teams every year. And it's just, I don't know. It's just kind of funny that, like, that's what it was forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all the realignment because of money and people with bad planning screwed it up.
But then about this, Andrew, if we do the, they do the region thing, do you play every team in the division, or are you going to have the cupcake games? Are you going to have Charlotte come to town?
Right.
Or you're just going to play those base 50 teams?
Yeah.
Is the ACC, SEC, ACC matchups like Tech and Georgia, Clemson, South Carolina, is that going to go away?
Now, I think you can keep some of that stuff because you'll have to play whatever. If it's a 12-team group, you'll play nine of them, and then you'll have three games for other people,
right?
Whether it's other conferences that are in that 50, or maybe it's a group of five or six or whatever you want.
But how many teams are in the playoffs?
Yeah, 16 probably. Okay. Right. I don't know, 16 out of 50, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Okay.
But that's what they want. Like, the 50 would say put us all in the playoffs.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think the other part of it, too, is to, you know, Kirk Herbstreit says it's great to have the group of five involved. Legally, you have to.
Yeah, like,
you
can't it's in the bylaws.
You can't just start saying, well, this isn't for you anymore, because
they're
just going to sue you.
No, this is in the bylaws. Right. This is in ink, Andy.
Yeah.
It's in blood. Drawn in blood.
Exactly.
We got some tickets, Andy.
We do. We've got tickets to give away. Caller number 4.
Okay. I thought you was going to go like 14.
I was going to say 50 because we just said.
Just have Abe answer the phone.
Please
rest
do not
show?
Do that. I legally have to do what
I
you say.
I am aware.
Do you really?
And that would be really
one
funny.
One of them, someone said it. Couple months, years ago, someone tried to say caller 929.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you need to go on air right now and correct that.
Oh, yeah.
Caller, we're not taking 1,000 calls.
We could.
Like, if I said caller 25.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah,
I think now,
that's
I
not
mean,
that bad.
Okay. Sir, are you with us tomorrow?
No.
Caller number?
Friday?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do a really big number on Friday.
Yeah.
We're going to have Bo dump it.
Yeah. Here we go.
Anyway, caller number 4 right now, 404-726-0929. You can win a pair of 4-day passes to the 15th anniversary of the Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona Beach at the Daytona International Speedway. Bo Johnson's Ben. Big endorse. Says he loved it.
In blood.
All right. Speaking of Bo, we'll get to the back page next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Congratulations to Brandon in Loganville. He's our winner.
Way to go, B.
He was caller number 4. He's got a pair of 4-day passes to the 15th anniversary of the Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona Beach at the Daytona International Speedway, Thursday, May 7th through Sunday, May 10th. Guns N' Roses, Five Finger Death Punch, Foo Fighters, and many more will be there. Tickets provided by Rockville. To purchase passes today, visit welcometorockville.com.
Rockville.
Good name for a rock festival.
Says Dan Quinn says that Jane Daniels will be out probably in the rest of the year.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
They're 3-10.
Yeah.
Protect him.
I saw this, and I don't know if this means anything or whatever, but you saw that Clemson's president resigned.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so we're going to step down.
The president of the university.
Yeah, okay. So I'm like, huh. New guy come in. Hey, Dabo, I don't like the way you're doing things.
You never know. New people like their people. You know?
Exactly.
And Dabo, as great of a run as he's had, does seem like he might be not the easiest guy to work with at times.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And 11 Bulldogs made the all conference team.
Oh, great.
Only one. Oh, sorry, two first-teamers, C.J. Allen and the punter.
Oh, Thorson was a first-teamer, too?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Should be. Yeah, very, man. Very good.
No, I'm sorry. No, he was not. The long snapper.
Long snapper. Yeah, yes, yeah. I saw the long snapper.
Yeah, the long snapper was. So good for them. Good for all the dogs.
Pretty crazy to go 12-1, be SEC champs, and have one first-team all-SEC.
Yeah, man.
Not a bunch of guys down the line.
Yeah, but that's just 11 of them.
That's just a sign of, like, a really talented across the board team.
And coach.
They are, and a great coach. Does he get to, I mean, is he kind of in that area now where like it's expected and he doesn't get to win SEC Coach of the Year anymore?
Yes.
Like that only goes to guys that like over, like you got Clark Lee probably has to get it this year or something like that, which is fine.
Yes.
Like, I like giving it to, but like Kirby said last year was the best coaching job he had ever done.
Yeah.
And he kind of elaborated on that various different interviews. We talked to him in the, in the summertime. I wonder what he'll say about this.
I don't. I think
because it feels like a pretty good coaching.
I think the thing about last year was the all the like we overcame so much last year. Like as far as all the turnovers, all the drops,
and all the hardest games were all on the road.
Yeah, and so for him to get through that one was pretty excellent. You had an excellent quarterback. You know this season we didn't know what the hell Gunner was. Right. We didn't. And we know that 56% of this roster are first and second year players, and it looked like it.
And you saw that. To me, and again, that to me, like, if he said this was his best coaching job, I would, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it. Because the way that defense was playing in September and October, like, there was some concerns.
Yeah, man.
And now, by, you know, they win the SEC title game and give up negative three rushing yards.
Yeah, man.
They've improved.
I wish I was going to, I was thinking about it because Dave was, they're going down to Tampa. I wish I was going to Tampa. I want to go. I don't know. I just, I'm like, damn, it's been a long time since I've been to Tampa. I've never had a bad time in Tampa.
Okay.
Other than when Tampa Bay Bucks beat us. Mm. But other than that, just going down, hanging out.
I bet, I mean.
I don't know why I just randomly.
Maybe not tomorrow, but like, you know, in, I bet you could swing that in the near future.
I know, dude, but obviously she's listing now.
It's
so
an accessible trip.
She obviously she's listing, so I'm pretty sure there's a computer laptop open.
Oh, yeah, no, you're booked.
Yeah, dude.
You're going to Tampa in February.
Like, no, we're not, Andy.
Oh, you're not? Oh, you go somewhere else.
Yeah.
February's already booked.
Found that out this morning. Goodness damn.
Is it better than Tampa?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be Gasparilla down there.
I don't know. Hey, you used to live in Tampa, right?
Yeah, Tampa, St. Pete.
Okay, okay. I was, okay. Never mind. I was going to mess with him, but it's, that's too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I was going to say.
Just ask him.
No.
The answer's no.
No, I know. Ask him. I know.
No. I drove by.
You drove by?
You had to go off Dale Mabry to get to the stadium.
But
so
you never
I drove by.
But you never went in.
Nah, none of them.
Y'all must be talking about Mons.
Yeah, you never went in.
No.
Okay, I'm not. I respect any man that doesn't go to shake joints. I would respect. No, I'm not even gonna say that.
I was gonna say there was a little pause after respect. There,
bald-faced lie to myself. It's not that I don't respect you. I respect the fact that you don't want to go. Yeah.
Interesting. Did you just tell him you don't respect him?
No, I don't respect the fact
it's
that he.
Not
was,
that I respect.
I don't
you.
Respect the fact that he didn't go in there. Why didn't you go in, Abe? Were you underage?
No, I was
under the age.
I was of
now.
Age. I was of age.
You were of age.
He was busy. He had a lot going on. Chipper had to be let out.
She was 15 years from being born.
Wow, is that long?
Not 15 years.
Okay,
like
so you
6 years
have Chipper.
From being born.
You had Chipper.
He probably had to train her for a race.
It's not my scene.
Yeah, there it is.
Shake Joy's not your scene.
No, I get uncomfortable there.
Naked women? You gonna come around naked women?
In that scenario, yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? Never mind.
I feel bad.
There's no reason.
Yeah, I feel
to.
Bad for him.
You know what, Abe?
Oh,
it's all good, brother.
Don't feel bad for that.
It's all good, brother. It's okay. Okay, we can go to Bo.
I feel bad.
We can go to Bo now.
That 60 seconds just happened.
Yeah, we can go to Bo. We can definitely go to Bo now.
Fortunately, the dump button can't cover all of it.
Yeah, we can go to Bo right now, man. God dang. Woo. You know what, Abe? I respect that, dog. I respect that.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. To each their own,
yeah,
right?
That's why I respect it.
From what I hear, Abe, they do make great money, so you have no reason to feel bad.
Oh, no, they're doing good.
No, I understand what Abe's saying.
Or do you feel bad that some of them are in little cages? Because they do it on purpose.
I respect that. I respect
that. Yeah, they have the key.
My boy's he's true to himself.
I would always feel bad that they're tasked with, like, my enjoyment. Like, that seems unfair.
It's more about you. I get it.
But what you got, man?
You're not the worst person in there.
You're not. I promise you, Abe. You're definitely.
On the other side, aside from not having money at all, I would argue I'd be the best person in there.
Okay. Oh, God. All right,
money
Bo,
aside.
What you got, Bo?
So y'all mentioned that I don't know how I'll follow up.
I don't either. I don't either. And I do think we should probably just move on from it.
Yes. Let's keep going. My man.
Y'all mentioned how Phil was pretty close to catching Big Ben on the all-time leading passing yards. So the real reason Phillip Rivers is wanting to come back, he sees how fire Matt Stafford's playing right now. Matt Stafford's only 277 yards behind Phillip Rivers.
Oh, yeah. Keep out in
for
front
seven
of
all time.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He wants to hold off Matt Stafford as long as he can. He can't possibly see how Matt Stafford's doing this good this late in his career.
So it's Favre's one or Peyton Manning?
No.
Or Brady?
Brady.
Okay.
Yeah, Brady's
that's
one.
Like one, two, three probably?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't Aaron Rodgers up there somewhere?
Got it.
Has an issue somewhere?
You'd have to be.
Aaron Rodgers is five.
Brady, Breeze, Manning, Favre, Rodgers.
Okay.
But
okay.
Rodgers is quite a ways behind Favre.
Is there anybody in the top 10 that's earlier than that era? Because both, I mean, that, now that's a while ago.
So where's Dan? Like,
Marino's
10.
Marino's 10. Number 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I saw they got that, they got an Elway documentary coming out.
On what?
Him?
I
think he's worried people are forgetting. So you got to put that doc out there.
Forgetting what?
That he was so good.
Oh yeah, John was great.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Joe Flacco's back.
John was 14. You know that.
Yeah, John was great.
But he's worried that people are forgetting.
Oh okay.
You know who number 20 is?
Matt Ryan, right?
No, Matt Ryan's number 9.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Matt's the top 10 guy.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Wow,
22. Wow.
Number 20.
Jameis.
QB1 in the Atlanta Falcons. Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins.
I thought he was 19.
Played in the league for a long time.
Yeah, man, good for him.
He may have been 19 until Russell Wilson, question mark, could have passed him at some point.
Okay, all right.
Well, he can catch him again because Russell's not playing. All right.
That's true. So about a little baseball now. Sun's shining. Winter meetings are going on, you know. The lottery for the MLB draft, which I'm sure you've heard on the flashes that Caleb was talking about. Braves got number 9. White Sox got number 1. That means nothing to y'all probably, but just, you know, stay tuned.
I'm happy that the White Sox got it.
Who's the number 1 pick?
They've been through a lot.
So there are four shortstops.
Okay.
There are four shortstops probably going to go in the top 10. The Braves right now on MLB.com are projected to draft Gio Rojas, who's a left-handed pitcher out of Florida.
Okay.
So high school guy. They like drafting the really young ones. They don't like drafting college players a whole lot. So we'll see. Speaking of the Braves, in the winter meetings, also talking at these, our brand new Braves manager, Walt Weiss. You want to hear what Walt Weiss sounds
like? Let me hear Walt Dub Dub.
Here's Walt Weiss talking about last year's hitting woes and what this year is going to bring, hopefully.
I don't have all the answers for what happened in the first half last year. I don't. I think maybe it's just the nature of the game and the ebbs and flows to this game and how difficult it is to hit at the major league level in this day and age.
Maybe.
But we have a lot of guys with track records that have done it before. I believe they'll do it again. They're not old. You know, they're not past their prime. I expect our offense to be really good.
Well, that wasn't all that encouraging.
What is the
why expect the offense to be really good?
Where are the meetings at?
Tampa.
Somewhere in Florida.
And they call it winter, huh?
Well, it's winter. It's still winter in Florida.
I think technically it's still fall. I don't think it's winter until
December. Oh, December 21st. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, you're right. It is fall. They're fall meetings. Good call.
Fall meetings.
Well, seems pretty far away from the fall classic, though.
Fair. True. That happened a few months ago. Yeah, look, I mean, that's right. That's what we said the whole year.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this doesn't make any sense.
All
these guys are still in their primes and they're
struggling.
Have done it.
And they're struggling. Yeah.
He knows this. I know he knows this. But he's got to figure it out, though.
Yeah.
So here's one more from Walt Weiss talking about Ronald Acuna returning to the leadoff position.
Yeah, that's a good conversation. You know, I'm looking forward to that one with him. You know, I want to pick his brain a little bit on that. You know, it's enticing to have him at the top of the order. I really like when a lineup turns over that there's teeth right away. Pitcher got to run through a gauntlet, you know, as soon as that lineup turns over. So there's some incentive. I mean, he was prolific in that position. You know, the other argument is, you know, you put him in a more RBI position in the lineup, you know, and hit him third. Those are conversations we're going to have. We're going to talk about. Like you said, we're a ways away from lineup, you know, talking about lineups and that type of thing, but it's on my radar.
There you go. That should make you feel warm.
How does that make me feel warm?
Baseball talk.
I thought you meant his answer.
Yeah, because he didn't commit
to nothing.
I really like when Ronald Acuna bats leadoff.
I do too.
I think he's good.
It's your best hitter, the most at bats. I agree with that.
I understand that. Yeah. I mean, I understand the RBI part of the portion of it. Also, I understand. I understand both arguments.
Usually
I don't
bottom
care
of the lineup to not suck.
I don't care about
that's
the
a
other.
Big part
yeah,
of it.
That's my part. I don't care about the other argument. I want Ronald Acuna leading off.
Yeah,
because Ronald Acuna wants to lead
yeah,
off.
Yeah, he seems to really like it. He is a human.
I love the clips. Where's he at, Bo? I love the clips that I see Grant like putting out there of him playing ball in his country and everything. It's the coolest thing, man. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Oh, Ronnie in Venezuela?
Yeah, Venezuela.
With the Tiburones?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I love it.
Lighting it up in Venezuela.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. No, you hit the nail on the head, though, Bo. What would be great is if the 7-8-9 portion of the lineup
wasn't historically terrible.
I mean, you had guys batting down there last year that had no business playing.
So over to, this is still some baseball, and this is a familiar face involved in this one. So every year, Ryan Reynolds makes a commercial to raise money for a children's hospital in Toronto. All right. A familiar face with us, used to play with us, now plays for the Dodgers, Canadian. Freddie Freeman decided he wanted to help Ryan Reynolds out on this year's commercial. Here's how that went.
Hey, kids.
Freddie's Canadian.
It's me, Freddie Freeman.
What a loser.
Trust me, man. We know who you are.
You've really got some nerve coming here.
I just wanted to visit because I'm just so happy and so proud of how you guys are.
Here.
Whoa. Who threw that?
Go back to your sunshine and traffic, you hoser. You
are
ruined everything.
Fans?
Yeah, hoser. No, they're Blue Jays.
By the way, I love what you guys are saying.
Oh, okay.
Let's go, Blue Jays. Let's go, Blue Jays. Let's go, Blue Jays!
Do you even lift, bro?
Let's go, Blue Jays!
You can find this video, the commercial, online. It's much funnier with Freddie standing there in front of these kids, just embarrassed and disheveled. But yeah, Blue Jays were in the World Series last year, got beat by the Dodgers. So
Freddie played good.
Yeah, Freddie played really good there.
Yeah, so both of Freddie's parents were born in Canada, although he was not.
Okay,
but yeah, Freddie actually plays for the Canadian international team in the Olympics and the WBC.
I did not know that. That's pretty cool. Did not know that at all.
That's a really good idea for a commercial.
Yes.
I agree.
100%. Very, very funny.
So y'all know that a lot of times when I'm coming into a segment, there is meaning to the songs that I play. There was meaning to the one that we came in here with today. It sounded like a hip-hop version of the Top Gun soundtrack or whatever. So, Andy, thank the goodness, or at least I think you don't have to deal with this. Randy and I do because we have preteens. The god-awful eruption of 6-7 is absolutely the worst thing happening to parents these days.
She's on the fringe of it.
Is she?
She's not fully
preschool.
She's not fully indoctrinated the way that the people that are at the top end of the elementary schools, the fourth, fifth graders.
Ugh.
But she says it every once in a while.
Oh, goodness.
I don't think she has any, like.
So the song that we came in was the instrumental to Doot Doot, who is a song by Skrilla, who actually says the 6-7 in it. Now they renamed the song 6-7 Doot Doot.
Smart.
Just because it took off and he was wanting to make a bunch of money off of
it. Right.
He admits that he never had any intent or meaning behind 6-7. He wants people to interpret it how they may. But In-N-Out Burger out in California are taping the first step to getting rid of this awful string of numbers that kids just can't stop saying. They are eliminating ticket number 6-7 from their in-house orders because every time 6-7 pops up on the screen, employees are joining in with customers and just say 6-7, 6-7. Yeah, so
I think
good for you, In-N-Out Burger. 86-6-7.
I'm with you, dude. Between that damn crap and that damn all the dances all day, dog, sit your jig ass down. Sit down, man. It's all day in my face talking and dancing, dude. Get out my face, all right?
It's impossible to talk numbers in softball.
Can't.
We can't even count anything.
These
kids do that every time. God. Every time.
It is such a weird thing.
It's weird. No, it's not.
What happened?
It's not weird. It's these little, you know what? It's them.
Just don't get it.
We ain't weird. It's them.
Oh, no. We're not weird.
Oh, no. We're not weird. They weird.
I'm just like wondering how did it become such a, I don't know. I'm interested in phenomenons like
we
this.
Said, or I said, rad. You know, that's radical. That's kind of like
it's
one of those.
It's different, though.
It means something. 6-7 means nothing
because it's a follower's mentality.
Right.
Yeah. It's a fad. Yeah.
We did the followers
era.
We did the Daddy's Donuts thing last week, Friday, I think it was.
Right.
Whatever. One of these days. And they went around the room and like a bunch of kids, because they're like, "Hey, what are you thankful for during the holiday season?" And the kids would be like, "My family, my friends, 6-7," and then everybody would do it. Like, where am I? What's happening?
Bunch of damn weirdos.
What's happening?
Towards the end of the season, they had a 6-7 cam at Truist Park. Almost left. I was like, y'all are kidding me, right?
There was a holiday market at church, and they had 6-7 ornaments. I just wanted to break them all.
Okay, should've. Stop talking about 6-7,
but I don't want to insult any of the older ladies at church that made them. They're just trying to make a buck. You know what I mean? Capitalize on a moment. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.